It is 12 degrees and slightly overcast in West Bend at 9:11. Community conversation this morning with West Bend School Superintendent Ted Knightsky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making your way in this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
School board meeting last night. One of the big items, I guess, from there was the public hearing that you had before the meeting, right?
Yeah. So there's a group of there's a neighborhood on the farthest southeast corner of the West Bend School District, and just for the listeners, and West Bend School District is approximately 100 square miles. We trace the Ozaukee County, Washington line from basically Highway 60 all the way up to Newburgh, and then we cut across, kind of meandering on the northern end all the way over to Allenton, and then down south into Jackson along Big Cedar. There we have the whole east side of Big Cedar Lake. So this neighborhood was a new subdivision. Many of us probably grew up as kids going to Fectors and picking strawberries, and then they sold it and put a subdivision there years back. And it's a subdivision that's divided. Some of the kids go to school in the West Bend School District. Some go to parochial schools in Cedarburg and West Bend, and then others have attempted to open and roll out. Cedarburg School District, which is a great partner of ours, has limited open enrollment in, and many of the families who live there, because, you know, just like in other parts of our school district, some of our school district is closer to other schools in other districts. You know, we've got we have people who live in Jackson who go to Germantown. We have people who live in Jackson who go to Slinger because they're actually in those school districts.
Right.
Right.
Because the way the boundaries are drawn.
Right. Right. Decades old boundaries, lines on a map through old farm fields that people were like, okay, we get to tax this farm field, you tax that farm field. Well, over time they develop, and this one developed, and there's a group of neighbors there who had asked to opt out. So the school board, by statute, has a hearing. The hearing was posted, and we held it last night. It was about a 40-minute hearing. One gentleman from the neighborhood kind of presented the case, and I think there were six people who came to the hearing, one woman from the neighborhood presented the case to deny it. The district presented why we wouldn't want to give up any of these properties or this neighborhood, and why we serve them, we believe, as well, if not better, than the Cedarburg School District. And then the board took a vote and unanimously decided to deny the petition. The board has three options when someone or a group comes in asking for a redistricting or to be allowed to then ask another school district for entry. Yeah, the first one is they can vote to accept the petition, they can vote to deny the petition, or they can do nothing, in which if they do nothing, then that is an automatic denial by law. So it was denied last night, and we'll see. The neighborhood has the ability to appeal to the Department of Public Instruction, and if they choose to appeal, there's a three-person independent panel who reviews the reasons, the case, and then makes a binding decision. And if they lose there, the DPI is then out of it, and they can take it to court. So I'm not sure where it's going to go from here. I just know that, you know, the West Bend School District would, we're very concerned about creating a precedent of, different parts of our district leaving. This is a growing part of Northwest Milwaukee, and the West Bend School District, again, being 100 square miles, you know, Germantown will continue to kind of creep north with development. Slinger will grow to to the west, and then obviously Jackson's going to continue to grow. So it'll be interesting. A lot of this happens in urban settings like Whitefish Bay and Shorewood, where, you know, there's a line drawn through someone's home.
Right.
And then that homeowner's, you know, paying split 50-50 taxes, and they don't know where their kids are. You know, they have a Shorewood address, but they're Whitefish Bay School District. So for years, there's a little gerrymandering that goes along these lines and houses and apartment buildings. Sometimes apartment buildings are built right on boundaries, and you know, one half is City of Milwaukee, the other half is Brown Deer.
Sure.
So they'll have these hearings on occasion, but not very often anymore.
But not very often. And, I think probably the boundaries are set up for a reason, whatever it was, you know, and you don't want to mess with it any more than you need to.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I used to be a history and geography teacher, and if you look at our boundaries, they run along roads and geographical features. So, you know, again, to our west side, we run on the west side of the school district, our boundary is the east side of Big Cedar, you know, or it runs down the middle of the lake, but I mean,
right,
it's Big Cedar. And, to our south, it's Highway 60. It's just a little bit shy, just south of Highway 60. So
Sure.
They were drawn up when these were fields and farmers and, you know, taxing authorities and villages and towns. And, you know, we've got 12 municipalities that are in our taxing authority in the West Bend School District. So there's a lot to think about. You know, it's not just West Bend or Jackson. It's Trenton, you know, Allenton, village, towns,
sure.
All that. So it's interesting stuff.
Now, you said you had some legislation that came up for discussion at the
yeah,
board meeting
so
last night.
Last night we also did a budget preview for the board because we begin our budgeting process in the West Bend School District now, and we use a zero-based budget process. And what we do is every year we start out with what are our statutory and contractual obligations, and then we build around, you know, what are the innovative practices or things that we have to sustain. And yesterday I was driving to Madison for a meeting at the state level on the testing, advocating for us to minimize or change our practices. And I get a phone call that there's potential that there's going to be an amendment made in an education committee meeting, which would significantly impact the West Bend School District financially. And normally I don't take my concerns with the legislature to the public, but in this case I will. And I spoke with Representative Gannon this morning and yesterday, and he's fully in support of our position. But basically what's happening is last year, school choice was expanded across the state of Wisconsin. And one of the unforeseen consequences was that there were 21.4 million new dollars that were taxed across 124 school districts in the state of Wisconsin. And basically what happens if you're a school choice student and you chose to go to a private or parochial or a charter school and you took a voucher, what happened at the local level like West Bend is we were given authority to tax additionally for those students. We didn't have to pay for it out of our existing budget. So in West Bend's case, 29 and a half students had vouchers and went to schools that allowed vouchers. And we increased the property taxes across the entire $4 billion in taxed value by $250,000. Didn't really hit anybody. I mean, obviously there was a tax increase.
Right, but not as significant.
Right. Now, you go to a school district like Racine, where there's a huge choice component, and they increase their property taxes by $7.7 million.
Ooh.
Well, that does hit the homeowner. So this is one of those pieces where they're trying to legislate out of a budgetary issue that was created last year. And where I'm frustrated by it is we're in the middle of a biennial budget. We were given no new authority last year to increase our revenues or our costs to cover our costs for last year. This year we were given just about $100 per student, barely enough to keep up with our just our healthcare costs alone. And now what they're indicating is the voucher students will go onto our regular tax rolls. We can no longer tax beyond our authority, and those dollars would basically have to come out of our operating budget. So we would potentially see, and this is from a Legislative Fiscal Bureau memo that went out to the Assembly last Friday, the West Bend School District would see a reduction in spending of $336,000, which would completely wipe out our new spending authority to cover our costs. So this was pretty frustrating to me. And I shared with the board last night asking them to contact legislators. Again, Representative Gannon thinks this makes no sense in West Bend and Slinger. And he is supportive of, hey, this is the middle of a biennial budget. If this is an issue, this should be taken up in the budget next year, not while we're in process.
Right.
And, you know, I'd ask people to reinforce that position with him, to contact Senator Strobel. Really, the Speaker of the Assembly, Representative Voss, this is an amendment that his office is pushing for, and I think it's important that school districts like West Bend, Oshkosh, Eau Claire, La Crosse, who would see significant reductions in our ability to offer programs, reach out. You know, I'll give you an example, like Wausau, who's a little bit larger than us, $642,900. Stevens Point, $482,000 would get hit out of their budgets. You know, Shawano, $305,000. And they're a third of our size. But like-size school districts like ours, La Crosse would be $250,000. And then, you know, so there's 124 school districts in the state of Wisconsin that have vouchers. This cuts into bone, and that's not okay. So I appreciate the fact that our legislators are listening, and I'd ask our community members to reach out to legislators beyond West Bend to make sure they understand the not just the financial impact, but also the impact on our students. I mean, I have no problem with choice children as long as it doesn't impact public school kids. And when it starts to impact public school kids, then it gets under my skin. And now it's going to impact public school kids in West Bend. And if we have to reduce programming by $336,000, we are already as lean of an organization as possible. We take great pride on being good stewards of the dollars in our community. And I would really hate to be in a position here where the children in West Bend had to have a program reduced to support choice students who had never been in our school system. So if they can figure out a way to do it for kids who have been in our system or move the dollars differently, but taking away our authority to tax for a program that came from the state and putting that back onto the local school districts to figure out a way to fund for dollars we've never been accountable before, it's just not right.
Yeah, it's interesting. And that's based upon
your nonverbals, I think you'd agree.
Yeah, yes. and that's based on also, I would imagine, on the current number of choice kids you have. Indications are that there may be another increase in the number of kids that are doing vouchers.
Yeah. And here's the interesting thing from the state of Wisconsin. We don't know where they go to school or we just get a bill for the vouchers. And then at the annual meeting, you know, we levied for about $275,000 additional dollars beyond our revenue authority. And again, it was spread out over, billions. So it wasn't a huge impact. But again, if you're in Racine, you know, like I said, $7.7 million. But we're not Racine. We're right. A great school system and a great community, as is Slinger. And for us, Slinger doesn't get hit with this. But, you know, at the end of the day, this just isn't right. And the only reason it's happening to us is because we meet a certain threshold of size and enrollment. And then as a result, you have voucher access. But we're a good performing school district. And we exceed state average in almost every category. And urban settings have urban issues, and we don't share those issues to the scales that they do. So I don't believe it's right.
What's the timeline on this for people to get in touch with legislators?
They have to do it very quickly.
This isn't part of that marathon session they're having today, is it?
It is. Because the legislative, you know, the session is just this week and early next week, and they'll be passing bills at 100 miles per hour, and they'll be going between the Assembly and the Senate. And to me, this is kind of a last-minute midnight run here to adjust some taxing issues across the state of Wisconsin.
And this is, Assembly is supposed to be dealing with 81 bills today.
Yep. So the Education Committee will be, their bylaw, they have to release the amendments or pieces 24 hours in advance. So in the next half hour, we're going to see this amendment. And based upon what it says from the Fiscal Bureau, if that amendment comes out the way it was being presented last week, it would be painful for us as we're heading into the budget process, because we're so proud of what we've built up the last 5 years and kind of getting ourselves back to where we were for programming and offerings. And we've given our staff raises every year. We have increased programs. We have, you know, we've done everything that we've been asked to do after Act 10. And again, I just think this is bad timing. This is a bad idea. I understand where it's coming from. So I empathize with the people in Racine and other parts of the state of Wisconsin where their taxes shot through the roof, but those are their issues, not ours.
Right. Right. On a happier note.
Right. Right. And I don't think many people have ever heard me like this, because there are a few things that get the hair on the back of my neck up. But when you talk about, you know, don't mess with my students. Don't mess with our students.
Community conversation this morning with West Bend School Superintendent Ted Nightsky. Girls, the girls play the girls tonight.
Yeah, so tonight, East-West girls basketball game. Little showdown tonight. 4 o'clock freshman, I'll be going to that matchup. And then JV at 5:45, varsity at 7:15. And that's always fun. The boys played each other last week. West dominated a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And those are just fun nights. I wish more people would come. When we had this conversation a year and a half ago in fall about combining the two schools, you know, the school spirit, et cetera, just for the sake of our girls and the kids when they compete, you know, I'd really appreciate if more people showed up for those different games, matches, and individual tournaments. Then on Monday, we have no school. So the kids are pretty excited about that. We have staff development that day, and our teachers will be working on a variety of different things. And then the primary school board election is on the 16th. So we would hope that a lot of people could get out there, make sure to contact the candidates so you understand who they are and what they're for. And then probably the neatest thing coming up in the short term is February 19th through the 20th, we have our musical, our high school musical production of Cinderella. And Ms. Wysocki's last musical here. And, you know, if you've been there the last 3 years, you know, between The Wizard of Oz and Mary Poppins last year, now this year Cinderella, it is an over-the-top production. If you have a granddaughter, a grandson, a child that you want to live a magical experience in the Silver Lining Arts Center, get your tickets because it will sell out.
Is this kind of the Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Cinderella?
I'm going to guess so, yes.
I mean, it's not the Disney version, right? Yeah, yeah. So
I don't know how there aren't. It's not really pumpkin season.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And those pumpkins they grow in Alaska are, you know, they're hard to find right now.
They're hard to, yeah, they're hard to get. So
yeah. Yeah. Man. So we've got some pretty cool stuff coming up here, as always, in the West Bend School District. Very proud to serve those kids and staff. So
all right. Well, I guess we just need to get people out working the phones this morning then, huh?
Yep. And again, like I said, Representative Gannon and I spoke, and he is supportive of the West Bend School District position, so he could use the reinforcement as he goes and talks to his colleagues across the state of Wisconsin.
All right. Is that going to wrap us up this morning?
I think so.
All right.
What are we going to transition to? Music? News?
It's kind of appropriate. How about Sledgehammer? How about Peter Gabriel?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite artists.
All right.
Have a great day, everyone.